Hi, Jake.
Hello.
We can get started with Manolo.
Hello, Jake. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Fine, fine, thanks. Jake, well, now that you guys know that Trevor is gonna be out for a while, but you have a whole bunch of guys that have been closers at certain points of your career. How is the atmosphere down there in the pen? Is a lot of people anxious to get that spot, or they're just taking it like say, oh, we still have a good pen?
I think it's like a little bit of both, probably. I mean, we have basically eight guys that can pitch whenever. I think Bo Mel said it's probably going to be like a little bit of a matchup type thing. I'm perfectly fine with pitching the seventh if one day it's the ninth. I think a lot of us are down there. Our starters are getting used to like pitching five, six, seven innings now. So if we can shorten up the game any way we can, if that's matching up the seventh, then a righty has the eighth and a righty has the ninth. Hey, whatever. As long as
Martin.
we win series, I don't think a lot of people will care.
Martin.
Hey Jake, I know you guys were playing well into the off day, but how nice was it just to get an off day considering that stretch of games to start off and having a couple guys injured?
It's always really good. Now we just need to continue that for two more days, and then we get blessed with another off day. But I feel like we got through that 10 game to start off with. We got punched in the mouth for like the first four when we played them, and then we went to Houston, and took two out of three. Felt like that was really good. So yeah, we just have to be mentally prepared to play these next two, and then we get an off day. It's never a bad time to give a couple people some rest.
Anything else for Jake? Vince Catronio.
You're
Vince,
muted.
muted.
Try to do my best talking when nobody can hear me.
Yeah.
Jake, just how this dynamic continues to come together, not just the bullpen, but the team in general. I mean, we've heard it from other players about, hey, we're even though there are a lot of guys back, there are new faces and it takes time to just kind of get it going. How are you seeing that going at this point?
I agree. Just with like spring training being how it was, I mean, there were days where position players we never saw them. In like the last 5 to 7 days of spring, we kind of like got the group together. But it takes a little bit of time. Everyone has to feel each other out. I can't imagine how it is being like an everyday player. On like coming in on this team, you're feeling out like how far range like certain guys have where they might take the ball. I mean, I feel like now that we're almost 2 weeks in, a lot of those ripples are starting to smooth out, and now we're just playing really good ball.
And also, I mean, you've done this for so long, and you have the understanding of day to day. Your numbers were so ridiculous in the shortened season last year, and at least the beginning of the season, a couple of things have happened. But you know how to get to the next day, and you've got young guys around you now that their role may be increasing. JB and also Lou. What are those conversations like? Reminding them of those things because. It likely will happen at some point. It typically does, but
Yeah.
You have to just kind of turn the page and keep trusting that you're going to do better more often than not.
Yeah, I mean, when you're young as a reliever, I kind of tell kids like you can look in the back of your baseball card, and then that's probably for the most part how your year is going to turn out. Like there's an average like MLB career down there. Kind of look at that it might fluctuate a little, but that's, it's going to be how it ends. You're always, say we get 70 appearances this year, you're going to get stomped in like 5 to 10 of them. That's just going to happen. Like, it's just damage control. If outings that you don't feel the best and you have a lot of traffic on the bases, if you can keep it to like one run, perfect. But more times than not, we're going to keep the lead the same, hopefully. You might have a bad day, but then the next day you're put in the exact same position. You have to have a very short memory. And down there, all the young guys are really good at like sticking to that and actually believing it.
John Shea.
Hey, Jake, just wondering if you've paid attention at all to your pitchers taking BP.
I have. I heard Bass hit a couple homers in the Crawford box. I heard Lizardo might have a really good swing. Yeah, so it should be very fun watching them today.
Go ahead.
No, go.
No, I'm sorry. You know, a guy like Lizardo just, you know, doesn't really have reps in the box, like maybe some pitchers do. How can a guy like that do anything? I mean, is there enough time with the athleticism to learn bunting?
Yeah, I mean, you can learn bunting. I mean, I hope he doesn't have to bunt. I hope they just let him swing. Or if he bunts, I hope it's like a sick drag bunt down somewhere and he just runs it out. But he's athletic enough. He's young. It's probably been like 6 or 7 years since he had an at bat. But they always say that their BP is the most unbelievable thing in the world.
When's the last time you took BP?
2010.
Yeah. How did it go?
I gave myself back spasms. I was trying to hit homers all day.
Yeah. Is there a concern about these guys who, you know, nobody hit last year because of the DH and just curious how you feel personally with, you know, pitchers in your league now, you know, having to pitch, you know, having to hit in National League parks and they don't know whether they're going to go universal next year or not, who knows? And it was there last year, but not this year. How do you cope?
Get used to it. They take BP for a week before and then we play a series like this and hopefully everyone comes out unscathed. Hopefully they're not taking donkey hacks and trying to hit the first pitch out. If they can help us move runners over or get random hits, perfect.
Martin.
Cool. Thank you.
Hey, Jake, we talked to Trevino a few days ago, and he mentioned just feeling a lot more confident this year. And he's looked pretty unhittable aside from maybe like one pitch to Alvarez. I mean, how has he looked just from your perspective watching him on the mound this year early on?
I play catch with him every day. His shit's really good. It hurts my palm a lot. He has a lot of pitches that are very, very elite. And I think it's harder when you're younger to realize like how good you actually are. And I feel like he's just maturing where he's slowly but surely starting to believe like he's actually as good as like everyone else thinks he is. Cause it's hard, like what, 18? He was crazy, but like, that's how he normally is. It's really, really cool. It's really cool to like play catch with him every day, get into his head, not in a bad way, just like think about what he actually like wants to feel and do with his mechanics. I'm glad he's starting to believe the type of pitcher that he is that like everyone else has seen.
Manolo.
Hey, Jake, you know, a lot of great pitchers have get injuries because of offensive, like that guy from the Yankees who won 19 2 years in a row, then he hurt his ankle running to the base. You're playing a team now that the best pitcher get injured because of an offensive situation. Of course, you play in a league where there's no DH, and the National League had DH forever before the DH. Do you think this is something that baseball needs to have a urgently a universal DH, or you think you should leave it like that?
I thought last year was good. I get why the NL like wants to hit. I get it. It's been like that forever. I'm not the one that makes the rules. That's way higher pay grade. I don't know. Like I can see both ways. I can see it like completely taken out. Everyone gets a DH. I can see why. If you tell Bumgarner that he's never going to hit again, he'd probably be pissed.
All right.
If you tell Zach Greinke, he's what, one homer away from like 10 or something or 20, then he needs like one more steal. If you just take that away from him, he's going to be pissed. Like these guys still love hitting.
All right. That's it. Thank you, Jake.
Yep.
Jake.